You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The MTN Group this morning reported their full year financial results for the financial year ended 31 December 2023. Now, MTN has a number of businesses throughout the African continent that report results in their own time. MTN Rwanda, MTN Ghana, MTN Nigeria all report leading up to this particular report. And this is a consolidated report of the entire group's activity. And I'm joined on the line by the company's Group Chief Financial Officer, Tsholofelo Molefe, to take a look at the company's performance throughout the year. Good evening, Tsholofelo. Thanks so much for taking the time. There's lots to reflect on in the current set of results. Obviously, a lot of moving parts throughout the year, but there's also quite a bit to look forward to in the new year. Let's start by reflecting on last year's performance. How would you characterize that as a group? And as a group, are you happy with the performance given the challenges you had to face?
Yes, thank you very much, Jimmy. I mean, I think as a business, we are really encouraged by the resilience of this business. We operated in a very challenging macroeconomic context where we have seen FX volatility, elevated inflation. We also, you know, talk about the accounting for, you know, hyperinflation in Ghana, which has, you know, recorded, you know, inflation cumulatively over the last 3 years of over 100%. So it requires that we then, you know, recognize it as an inflationary market from an accounting perspective. So we are very, very encouraged to see service revenue growth, you know, of 13.5% in constant currency. We had obviously, you know, geopolitical issues with the conflict in Sudan, impacting on our results. And if we exclude, you know, Sudan, we would have recorded about 14.1% in service revenue. The FX impacts and rising inflation have particularly had an impact on our costs. So high cost growth year on year, and therefore, you know, resulting in, you know, margin dilution of about 1.2 percentage points in constant currency. Our EBITDA margin was 41.5%. We saw significant impacts coming from Nigeria due to FX losses, which was due to the Naira devaluation in the year. You will note that there was a unification of the exchange rate following the new administration coming to power in Nigeria back in June 2023. So that had a significant impact on the devaluation of the Naira, which impacted our, you know, tower lease contracts. So we had to take a FX loss of about 21 billion rand on our numbers. But if you adjust for those, we, you know, saw a adjusted headline earnings per share growing, declining by 9.5%. You know, under the circumstances, we believe that, you know, the company has been quite resilient in this challenging environment.
Tsholofelo, I want to stick with the Nigeria conversation for a second. How bad is that situation at the moment? Obviously, the adjustments that were made and the decisions that were taken by the Nigerian government were beyond your control as a business. Is the worst over in that respect, or are we expecting that the business will continue to see more adjustments to the Nigerian operations?
I think firstly, from an economy perspective, I mean, you know, your guess is really as good as mine. It is difficult to tell. We hope that the Naira will find its level. We started seeing it coming down, you know, a couple of months ago, it reached about 1,600. I think in the last couple of weeks, it started coming down to 1,400. And given the fact that we, you know, closed the year with the Naira against the dollar at 900, I don't think any of us expected it to, you know, soar to, you know, 1,500 levels. So, you know, we obviously wait and see what, you know, might happen just from an economic policy perspective in terms of the execution from government. I think, of course, as we indicated, this does have an impact on our tower contracts, as I was explaining earlier on, which are really, you know, denominated in dollars. So we obviously have to make adjustments, mostly which are accounting related, that impact on, you know, our lease liabilities and impact the, you know, the net finance cost line on the income statement. So it does impact on our profit after tax margins. So, I mean, if you take that away, we're really encouraged by, you know, the resilience of that business. So growing 22% service revenue voice still very, very strong at 10%, seeing almost 39% of growth on data in Nigeria is really stellar performance with, you know, the subscriber base also still growing. So we're encouraged to see how the business has been resilient in that tough environment. And we continue to obviously support the business to continue to make the right investments, because we are seeing the growth coming through.
Almost 300 million subscribers. There is certainly growth that any company can hold its head up high about. Tsholofelo, let's stick with those factors that you can control and those investments. From a business perspective, there was about 40 billion or 41 billion rands of capex deployed in the last financial year. Can you just shed some light on the deployment activities there and the rationale behind the strategy there? I know when I spoke to the group last about this, there was a lot of focus, at least in South Africa, on future-proofing the business against the effects of load shedding and the like. But obviously, this 41 billion rand would have gone throughout other business areas and other focal points.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. I mean, I think a third of the capital expenditure went towards Nigeria as they continue to accelerate, you know, 3G, 4G, as well as 5G rollout in the year, and really supporting, you know, underpinned by the obviously supporting the growth that they are seeing at top line level. In South Africa, I think 25% of that capex, of the total group capex, went to South Africa as they continued to roll out the resilience program. And we have seen the benefits of that with network availability now improving to about 95% and 98% in the areas where they've completed the network resilience plan. But South Africa also did continue its investment in 3G, 4G, and as well as 5G. We obviously had, you know, seen a muted voice growth, particularly due to increased load shedding impacts. But we started seeing some improvement on the voice trend, quarterly voice trends in the past few quarters from a South Africa perspective. So we are hopeful that there will be continued improvement on the voice side. We saw good growth on the data side as well, with 7% growth on data revenue. Wholesale as well as enterprise also growing at double digit. So overall, I think we're making the investments in the right areas from a business perspective. The rest of the regions, the SIA market and the worker markets, spend about in total 35% of the total capex envelope. So we're comfortable that we're making the investments in the right areas, and it is, you know, showing in our top line growth as well.
Speaking of making the investments in the right areas, you touched on something around the hyperinflation situation in Ghana that the business had to obviously adjust for from an accounting perspective. But alongside that as well, in this last financial period, Sudan, Iran and South Sudan were also regions that were assessed to be hyperinflationary. Are these serious concerns for the business at this point, or is it something where you can leverage off of what you've learned about the Ghana reclassification to better inform these other businesses? Areas.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a function of obviously the economic, you know, challenges in those markets. I think what's important is that as these, you know, inflation levels go up in markets like, you know, Sudan, South Sudan, previously, although South Sudan has been able to get out of hyperinflation this year, we were able to get, you know, the relevant tariff increases in the markets to be able to make up for high inflationary markets. I think from just an, I mean, I suppose even from a Ghana perspective, you'll have seen that we're able to, you know, apply for tariff increases, you know, starting in 2022 and coming through into 2023 as well, both on voice and data, which is why you've seen such stellar performance, I believe, on the Ghana side, amongst other things. I think from a hyperinflationary accounting perspective, obviously, it's really a factor of, you know, how we should, on a reported basis, account for, you know, hyperinflation. But when you look at our business from a constant currency perspective, you'll realize that, you know, we obviously have to make adjustment for that, and you do see, obviously, a minimal impact from that perspective. When you look at our adjusted headline earnings per share, you will notice that we actually made adjustment as well for hyperinflationary impact of about 150 cents per share. So these for us are not necessarily, you know, underlying performance issues. They're really just a function of, you know, the markets we're operating in together with their macroeconomic impacts. So really not impacting our underlying performance.
Tsholofelo, the business has put in a concerted effort to remain consistent. And to that end, I mean, the dividend was kept very much in line with 2022 dividends there. So not a reduction in dividend from that perspective. The return on equity still came in at a impressive 24.4%. And the outlook from a medium-term perspective as a business hasn't really been affected or changed to the negative. How is the business looking forward to the upcoming periods? And are there plans to list the Momo business? That business has been doing exceptionally well for you up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, we're still doing work to structurally separate the Momo business, and we announced the partnership that we have with MasterCard. We're concluding on the separation in various markets, and we expect to conclude by the end of the year. We're seeing good growth coming through, particularly on advanced services, which is really which has really shown good growth of 55% year on year. Although, in some instances, still very nascent, we're seeing almost 100%, for instance, in bank tech, remittance about 73%. So those are really good growth rates, which are indication of, good things still to come from the Momo business side. So we're not talking about, listing the business at this stage. We're focusing on really getting, the right partners that will come in and help us grow and scale the business, but obviously, coming with equity injection so that we can, accelerate the growth of the business.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Tsholofelo, thanks so much for those insights. That's Tsholofelo Molefe, who is the Group Chief Financial Officer at MTN, shedding some light on the company's previous year's performance, as well as some of the focus points for the business going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.